Summit County Fire Warden Bryce Boyer says the latest weather doesn't mean Summit County is out of the clear.
As the season starts to approach, it's kind of difficult with just coming out of all the rain that we've had. Right now, it's really nice and wet and green. We've had a lot of rain, but all that's doing is growing that now. The prominent vegetation will be the cheatgrass or June grass. Regardless of how much moisture it gets, it dies in June. That's why it's called June grass. So there's going to be a rather healthy crop of that this year, it's looking like, as well as not having had the snow. It hasn't packed it down, so it's all standing up, which it makes it more readily available to carry and spread fire.
Boyer says the conditions have similarities to the 2013 fire season.
The outlooks are that through June, July, and August, that it's going to significantly decrease rain. Temperatures are to be above normal. Experts, comparisons are being made to the 2012 Wildland fire season, which for those that have been around for a while, remember it was a pretty active season. So just trying to get the word out for people to start working on defensible space around their homes. Be prepared to be more cautious with fires. Probably expect to look at restrictions this year, even though we did not have them in the majority of the county last year.
Whether or not fire restrictions will be in place this summer is yet to be decided.
Right now, not sure. It'll kind of depend on how the season actually goes and pans out. We could look at, you know, the restricted campfires. Also going to be working with elected officials, keeping them up on what the outlooks are, what the fuel conditions are. The state has passed a new state fireworks law, so we'll be working with cities and county elected officials to make sure they're up on what those new laws mean, what they need to be doing, if they are going to look at doing any kind of fireworks restrictions.
During the latest legislative session, lawmakers lowered the amount of days that people can shoot off fireworks. Fireworks were legal 3 days before and after Independence and Pioneer Day in Utah. The new legislation allows 2 days before the holiday and 1 day after, totaling 8 summer days. Boyer explains the process of local municipalities adding restrictions.
They have to specify the areas that are going to be closed. Both cities and counties need to do that. If they are banning them, they have to inform the public with mapping and notices as to what areas are closed, what areas are open, and go through that process.
Boyer also discussed protocol for residents planning to burn weeds.
You can go to summitcounty.org/firewarden, and we've got the information on incorporated areas, when and where you can burn, or what you need to do if you're burning in an incorporated area such as Park City. There's also information for those listeners and folks that are outside of the incorporated areas of the county, which would be over in the Silver Creek and that area, what the requirements to burn in those areas and what you need to do to be safe and be within the laws when you're burning in those areas. They are different. As of right now, it's open, and there's a link to the Division of Air Quality burn permit, which is required now, that they can do online, and then they need to make sure that they're notifying the county dispatch center prior to burning and when they're complete.
Boyer will be in attendance, along with other local organizations, at the Summit County Preparedness Fair on May 24th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at Treasure Mountain Junior High. You can find more information about Summit County Fire on the county's website. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.